everyone, and welcome to the CIO Today podcast, a talk show that brings you the most meaningful business insights. I am Annie, your host, and today we have a special guest, Karan Yaramada. He is the CEO of Jade Global, who works with a vision and a passion to deliver excellence to his customers. So let's get started. Hi, Karan. How are you doing today?
Hello, Annie. I'm doing great.
Lovely. Well, thank you so much for being a part of this episode. Many of us look up to you as a focused and a passionate leader. So let's begin the question so that the audience can learn more about you.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks for having me, Annie, on this show. And yeah, let's do it.
Lovely. So Karan, can you tell me what your journey was like to get where you are today?
Yeah, absolutely. I have to go back almost like 20 years to just remember how it was just about in 2003, post-dot-com era. I was at the time working for KPMG, spinned off Bearing Point. I was in the systems integration consulting business. By the time, I had about like 11 plus years of experience of working first for TCS, and then I went to KPMG. Mm-hmm. At the time, Bearing Point was not doing so great. And that's a spin-off of KPMG Consulting. And I got this idea of being my own boss. And most companies, this is right after the dot-com era, most companies were looking for really value for the money. Everything was tight. There was unemployment, I think, was very high at that time. So CIOs or the IT leaders were really looking for value for the money. So that combination of, you know, I want to be my own boss, plus, you know, what's the market looking for, I think kind of motivated for me to go and start bootstrap on my own. And then I rolled my sleeves and I founded Jade Global. At the time, we called it US Jade, but later we dropped the US name and then became a Jade Global. It was just a pure bootstrap, and I just rolled my sleeves and started looking for some work. And that's the humble beginning of Jade. and a few months after, and I was doing like three jobs, like most of them are like more consulting, part-time kind of work. It's about 4 to 6 months after I started, and I started looking for some project work. And that's the beginning of the company. I won a project. It was an Oracle upgrade project. And with that, I started building a team. And, you know, then just, I think it just kind of, it's steady.
Started rolling.
Yeah, started rolling and started hiring people. Mm-hmm. It's kind of never like looking back from that. So it was the beginning was very, it's a pure bootstrap, I would say. We didn't even have an office until like 9 months into, in fact, almost a year. After starting, we didn't even have a physical office. My home office, you know, was the office, but we already had people by the time. I would say it was, you know, mainly my approach was very people-centric. You know, I had built good relationships in the industry with the CIOs or the people that are consultants. It was almost like, you know, I was kind of selling the trust, building the trust and selling the trust. I think that's the key, you know, to really starting. But at the same time, if I look back the entire journey, there are several like turns that we had to take. So 0 to, I would say, 10 million was one, but you know, growing beyond 10 was a different ballgame. And then once we reached about 40, 50 million, and then, you know, it's completely totally different game. So, you know, each turn, and we had to go through major change management. So that's, I look back, in a kind of, view, look at this from a distance, what made us successful, without any external funding, and reaching $100 million in booking last year, almost 2,000 employees. And we have some of the biggest logos as our customers, and we built a great partnerships with many leading systems, software providers like Oracle, Salesforce. Yeah, I think that the journey is fulfilling. I look back, and it was a very humble beginning, bootstrap. And one thing that stands out is, as of today, we are still 100% owned by employees and run by employees.
And well, really impressive, you know, how you just use your network, gain their trust, and that's how you are growing. That's amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So that brings me to my next question. What are the primary offerings of Jade Global, and how has the company evolved over the last couple of years?
Yes. We offer a wide variety of IT services that help businesses mm-hmm. transform and optimize their operations and the costs and business processes. Some of the premium ones are, number one, digital transformation, where we help businesses leverage the digital technologies such as cloud computing, data analytics, automation, AI, ML, to drive their operations and optimize the cost and then innovate. And the second is enterprise solutions, like whether it's ERP like Oracle, SAP, NetSuite, CRM like Salesforce, or HCM like Workday. So we implement, integrate, we manage those and to run their business processes, to transform and to optimize, and also bring the efficiencies in their business processes. And the third is app dev. We help companies to develop custom applications or the software development
mm-hmm.
Companies that we have. And we bring in some of the best, the latest technologies. We always stay on top of the technologies and continue to invest in the latest technologies. So we do the cloud application development. And mm-hmm. then also we do managed services that's like includes keeping the lights on, maintenance, support, and also continue to optimize their technology infrastructure and the investments. So those are the major offerings. Of course,
offerings.
We mm-hmm. have also an innovation center where we continue to play with all the latest technologies. And then as part of that, a couple of years ago, we came out with very innovative hyper automation solution, which actually is almost like we're investing in that company now. It's going to be a separate company soon, but that's is really a lot of promise as we see. So that's the innovation part. We continue to invest in the innovation as well, and also mm-hmm. We have for our size of our company, we have really breadth, not only the depth in the areas that we pick, but we have really a good breadth to go really broad in any organization, help and become their go-to partner.
Wow, that's amazing. Also, being an innovative and dynamic leader, which three character traits do you think were most instrumental to your success?
Great question. Number one, I would say, is really people, recognizing that people build businesses, not the other way around, and uh-huh. really hire the right people and give them the right opportunities to grow, and also recognize the potential in them and give them that mm-hmm. opportunity and provide learning and development opportunities. And also reward and recognize for what they are, who they are, what strengths they bring, and kind of build a team where everybody has some weakness. So find a team that the team can mitigate some of those weaknesses. I think that's the number one I would say is, you know, that is one thing that I've done. I learned how to do that, and I'm still learning.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one stands out, at least for me, you know, when I think about the last 20 years, what I've done. And the second is build resilience, right? And then keep the focus on the long-term goals and build the resilience in the organization where, you know, you continue to pivot every turn, because every turn brings a lot of risk in terms of the organization change management and the people, because when you change things, people don't align right away. So you got a lot of work to do on that, the change management work. So keeping the mm-hmm. long-term focus, like not taking the shortcuts, not cutting the corners, but whether it's your customers, whether it's your employees, whether your partners, showing them that long-term vision, staying focused on that, and you align your efforts and investments to match the long-term goals. I think that kind of is easier said than done, because that needs discipline and that needs a long-term mm-hmm. focus and a patience. So that's my second. And the third is you know, staying relevant. That's very important, because in the last 20 years, I've seen, like, you know, three generations of the technology, the evolutions.
Mm-hmm.
When we started, right. we were implementing like network, like even like we were migrating some of these legacies into third generation. Then we went from there to complete networking. And then after that, you know, went to the cloud. So it's like we mm-hmm. every few years, you know, how do we stay relevant and also move the entire company towards, you know, staying relevant to what our customers need, right? Not mm-hmm. what was needed yesterday, but how can we lead and stay in the forefront of that innovation and the technology to take our customers through the journey and bring the most value to our customers. I think that's the third one, which is very important, because once you become mm-hmm. big, you know, you tend to get a little bit complacent, and a lot of politics in the organization, and then you kind of
right.
start playing defense. And that's where I think mm-hmm. you. So I think that's my third character, I would say, kind of that I bring. So those are three that help us really continue to grow, you know, for the last 20 years and become today who we are.
That's great. Well, you just, you know, defined all the qualities that any organization should have in order to grow, you know, quality-wise and quantity-wise as well. So that's amazing. More power to you, Karan.
Thank you.
Great. And what are the most important decisions you make as the chief executive officer of your organization? Can you share some?
Yeah, absolutely. It's only not only what I do, but I think most CEOs of successful companies, I see that this is true. Number mm-hmm. one, really setting the overall vision and the strategy and the direction, and just persuading your entire team, making them understand where you're going, how you're going, mm-hmm. why you're going there. I think that's the most important one. And then once you, of course, you need a team in order for you to really effectively to do that, you need the right team. So building the right team and the strong team, not any team, but the right team is so important, so that they can understand your vision and they align
mm-hmm.
Their priorities, their efforts, and mm-hmm. they're committed and dedicated to achieve your long-term vision and the goals. And then also prioritizing. You always have choices and options, and where do you want to invest, and which markets do you want to go after, and which industries? And there are so many options. I think picking the right one and taking some bets sometimes and assessing the risks always mm-hmm. and having, and also assuring the people that it's okay to take the risk. And so that you know they're more focused on making it successful rather than thinking about what if we fail.
Being
So
scared,
exactly.
right?
I think, and the next I would say is the and I mentioned in one of the characters as really the change management, because what I've seen, people get stuck or disrupted when they make some big change. Let's say someone wants to go from 100 million to 500 million. I think that's a journey that needs different kind of infrastructure, the processes, the talent, the team. So your options are, one, you help your team grow, but sometimes not everybody's going to grow and align with your future. And some of them, it's okay to lose. I think there are some necessary endings that you have to, that's the call you have to make. So I think that's very important. So that's part of the change
Is.
management, organizational change management. Taking those calls and still keeping the team intact and continue to motivate, I think is really what I do all the day, and all day I try to kind of battle with that. And of course, really being very transparent, and honest with your stakeholders. And for us, being a private company, we actually, for many, many years, every quarter, we share all our numbers with our employees, like what's our revenue, what are our bookings, what our profitability, what is our customer attrition, employee attrition. Everything, every quarter, we put this in front of our employees. And almost what we put in front of the board is the same thing as what we put in. So that kind of transparency is very, very important to build the trust. So I would say those are the things that I do, and the decisions and priorities.
Right. Well, that indeed would strengthen the bond that you have with your employees and with your stakeholders, the two key factors which will take you ahead. So that's amazing. And lastly, Karan, can you also give your piece of advice for anyone who is trying to reach high levels and prominent positions in the industry?
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, one thing that I would like to mention is to just kind of see where we are before I get into the reaching the levels. But I would like to give us some kind of idea of where did we reach in these 20 years, right? So the first time last year we reached 100 million in bookings. That's the record, and then we continue to grow from there. And it's not just the numbers, but we have to look at the other aspects of what are those long-term goals and what is the focus, right? So for the last 12 years, we've been recognized by Inc. 5000 as one of the fastest growing companies 12 times in a row. So that's really the testament for that long-term focus that I was talking about, and that resilience, right? And the consistency in the growth. So that's one. And then the other side of it is, we've been second year in a row, we become a great place to work certified by GPTW. So the other end of it is not just growing the top line, the bottom line, but also whether we're building a strong employee community, whether we are building a strong culture in the company so that we can take this for long, right? Very important. So become a great place to work certified twice, second time in a row. And we have really highest level partnerships with majority of the leading software vendors like Oracle, Salesforce, SAP, Boomi, Snowflake, Microsoft, ServiceNow. And we continue to invest in those relationships so that we go to market together, and we are also identified our brand with as their implementation partner. And we continue to invest in our learning and development and innovation. So that's where we are today. So we are a mid-sized company and continue to grow, continue to invest in our long term. And we have the vision to become a better alternative to tier one IT services global players. That's our vision. Okay, now, so what advice do I give to anyone to trying to reach this level or beyond, right? I don't consider that this level that we are as Jade and I, we are still not even halfway. We still have a long way to go. But based on last 20 years of my experience as a founder and the CEO. There are a few things that I would say what really worked for me. I'm sure some of these will work for others as well. So first of all, develop a strong work ethic. Right? I think very, very important. And leading by example.
True.
And having that growth mindset, and dedicate, not to be defocused on, don't do 10 things. I think, for the last 20 years, my focus was just building this company. There's nothing else in life and everything aligned towards just that. So that's the work ethic, having the strong work ethic is contagious. So once your employees see that you are dedicated, you're working, you're committed, and they will align, they'll do the same thing. And the second is build a stronger network, like whether it's your customers, your employees, your partners, build that network. And the same thing again, long-term commitment, focus, build the trust so that, that network will have a network effects eventually. And the next is always learn and develop yourself. And also provide that opportunity for everybody in your company. It's all the way from your leadership team to the NCGs, new college grads, across the board. Give them an opportunity to learn something new, whether it's technology, as management skills, or leadership skills, communication skills. Everybody should have an opportunity to learn, and they should feel like they're always learning something new. And learning should never stop. And provide that opportunity to invest in that. And the next is, always seek the feedback and find some mentors. And I've always done that, even being here. I'm always have a mentor. I seek advice, and both inside and outside. I ask my direct reports for feedback, and I also ask industry peers and, look for, I think, be open to criticism, take, listen. And you assess yourself, I think there's a way to take the feedback, because if you don't be defensive, and if you take the feedback, and it's not necessary that you have to take literally, but you assess and then you apply whatever that good comes out of that, right? And, and the next is, being more adapting to the changes and being flexible. I think it's very important, not to be very static and, oh, we are done and have reached the pinnacle and getting complacent. I think being always, both personally as well as, professionally, just invest in yourself, learn, be flexible and adapt. And not the last one, but not the least, but, staying focused on your long-term goals. Set your goals, stay focused. There's going to be ups and downs in the journey. The growth is never linear. It's always going to be a couple of steps forward and one step backwards. Every time you have setback or you have a failure, learn from that and then emerge stronger than ever before, I think is so important. So that kind of having the long-term focus will give you the strength to emerge or learn from the failures, emerge from the setbacks. And I think the very important one I would say is try to stay mentally and physically healthy. I think is so important. Today, there are so many distractions, so many you can sit at home and all day and you can work, you can do everything. But I think staying active, both physically and mentally, health, making health as your priority, I think is also very important. So, yeah, those are the things that come to my mind.
Wow. That's amazing, Karan. I think even for people outside of the IT sector, there's so much to learn just from the way you have handled your business so far and the way that you just mentioned that you can never settle for, and you should never look at where you are as the pinnacle or the peak of success, because that's where you would stop growing. So thank you so much for sharing your valuable experience with us. Lastly, Karan, do you have anything you would want to share with us, or did we miss anything, please feel free to open up, sharing your personal or professional miscellaneous information, if any.
So the only thing that I was thinking, what helped me is I always have, so a lot of people know what to do. Given a task, a project, you know, they know what to do to most part. But I think where it goes wrong is they don't figure out what not to do. So what not to do comes from their experience and wisdom. So every time, if you're learning from your experience and your failures, and then you have that list of the landmines or your blind corners or your own weakness, I think if you are aware of that, what not to do, I think your chances of success will be much, much higher. So that's kind of one thing comes to my mind. Other than that, Jade Global, we're here for long term. We'll continue to grow. We help people grow. Vision is to really become that major tier two player, better alternative to the tier ones, reach that $500 million to $1 billion in revenue mark in the next few years. Build a strong culture, work ethic, and of course, help people. And finally, not to kind of sell and not to be on the bandwagon, but we did start a nonprofit organization about a couple of years ago. We are still like trying to figure out. We have a vision for our nonprofit, We are still working on it, but we do help a few orphanages in India right now. We're just funding. We are not there yet, but we have that journey started about 2 years ago. So we continue to make some impact and give back to the community.
That's amazing. Really noble of you. Well, I really wish you all the best, Karan. And with that, we have now come to an end of this episode. And I really appreciate you taking the time to join us today and enlighten our audience and listeners. So, Karan, thank you so much once again. And I hope you have a wonderful day ahead.
Annie, thank you very much. It was a great conversation. And thanks for giving me the opportunity to express my views and ideas. Thank you very much.
Well, the pleasure is ours.
That was truly amazing. Karan has set the perfect example of empowering employees and delivering client satisfaction at the same time. The world needs more leaders like him. Stay up to date on our new episodes by following us on social media. Till then, bye-bye.